Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines and all the scenes of footwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are for the table. So many times we give and rhyme, cause I'm quite unsingable. We're off the mad in Camelot, we sing from the diaphragm.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 19th of March. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. He has two websites, thecompetenceshow.tv and thecompetenceshow.com. We have my friend Cindy Smith. Steve Benoon will join us here again shortly. He had to take a quick break. His website is israelinewslive.org. Dave, you had some conflicts last couple of weeks. Good to have you back with us, sir. And Dave has some audio issues. Maybe Dave needs to reconnect. I'm not sure what's going on there. And my engineer can work with Dave. And good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
Well, you have perfect audio, my dear. Good to have you with us. Well, Cindy, you're what might be called politely and correctly a political junkie, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
No apologies. That's a good thing. You keep up to date on what's going on locally in the county level, at the state level, as well as the federal level, don't you?
I try my best, although there's so much going on right now, it's hard to keep your ear to the ground and stay on top of everything happening.
What's the most important thing that you've seen recently?
Well, I've been watching what has transpired up to and during and after the election in Russia. Media reports are that President Putin won his election with 88% of the votes. It's been very interesting to see how the Western media has responded to that.
Western media is a who, isn't it?
It's very interesting how a lot of criticism has been laid at the foot of election integrity problems in Russia, but there's a little bit of hypocrisy there when there's been noted election integrity issues, especially in our most recent elections here in the United States.
Absolutely. Well, there was breaking news this morning. The judge in charge of the Donald Trump document case has issued an order that the prosecutor, Mr. Smith, has to either reveal all the classified documents to the jury or dismiss the case. How about that?
Well, that's a good ruling, I think, even if you're not a fan of former President Trump, because there needs to be openness and honesty and transparency in our justice system. And I think more and more people in the United States are coming to the conclusion that we have a two-tier justice system.
That seems to be the case, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, you know, elections, if we're going to look at how this might play out in a November election, elections oftentimes are swung by that sweet spot in the center of the electorate that aren't necessarily giving their assent to one political party or another. And the more these judges and prosecutors are held to account for a legitimate judicial system, the more people see that the justice system has been skewed, and they're not going to listen to what the mainstream media is saying about some of these cases, because they're seeing what happens when the cases are actually heard in courts and prosecutors and others are held to account.
Absolutely. And let's Dave, give us an audio check, please.
Okay. Hopefully this works.
We hear you perfectly. And Steve, give us a quick audio check also. You're on mute there, Steve. Okay. Maybe Steve can't hear us. I don't know.
I got it. It just took
okay,
me a second to switch it over.
All right. Now, Cindy typically doesn't have any time constraints. Dave, do you have any time constraints today, sir?
I think I can go the first hour.
First hour. And Steve, do you have any time constraints yourself?
I'm constrained to the car all the way to Florida, so you got me the whole time.
Roger that. Okay. Well, since Dave has time restrictions and Steve and Cindy doesn't, we'll start with Dave. And Dave, what's high on your radar that is most important thing for you this morning, sir?
Well, it's election day in Arizona. And I want to assure everybody, last night I had the news on, and they had on a supervisor from Maricopa County. And he said, we've spent millions, but we know we're going to have problems, and we'll just have to deal with it. And this is the primary. It's not really a high-volume day, but just their attitude. Like, elections are imperfect. There's always problems. Yeah, like when 60% of your voting machines fail in Republican areas on election day, I'd say that's a problem.
Yeah, on the face of it, obviously. Obviously. Okay. Any prognostication on what the outcome will be today in Arizona?
No. I just think it'll be the Democrats advance, the Republicans advance. Kerry Lake's involved in a Senate race against a guy named Ruben Gallegos. And he is farther to the left than Fidel Castro.
Really?
And I wrote about him years ago. This guy is horrendous. Amazing. He's a Reconquista de Atzalon guy. He has openly in the past advocated for 8 states to be taken away from the United States and made into an independent country to compensate Mexico for losing the war of 1848.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. This is who's running for the Senate. But he's running really good ads. He dresses up one step above like a street bum, and he comes on TV and he says, hey, I'm just a regular guy trying to make a difference. We have problems in government. Please vote for me. There's no substance to what he does.
Right.
But he is running ads, and Kerry Lake is not. And it's not Kerry Lake's fault. Arizona is now run by the Rhino Republicans, and they want no America First candidates. They sabotaged every America First candidate in the election of 2022. So Kerry Lake may secure the Republican nomination for the Senate. But, by the way, too, let me just refer this back. I think we mentioned this on your show before. The head of the GOP had to resign about 2 months ago because he was caught on tape. This is Republican to Republican offering Kerry Lake a bribe from some unknown people in the East to not run for the Senate.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And he had this clown had to resign. He wasn't prosecuted. It just shows you there is no Republican Party in Arizona. It's all Rhino Republican. They are owned by China and the cartel. And I can't say that often enough. I don't see how any other state is more corrupt than we are. If you want to know what's coming to your state, watch Arizona.
Well, I hope that prognostication is wrong for all the obvious reasons. Panel, we got a call on hold. We got Jeff in Massachusetts. Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you, John. No, this is for Dave Hodges. Good morning, Dave. Dave, as far as where America's heading towards is concerned, I will definitely keep an eye on Arizona. And you put out some really good videos. And one of the videos I want to comment on that you put out is getting out of debt, which is very, very insightful. But I have a question that goes with getting out of debt, because I am mostly out of debt. But here's the thing. What I believe that getting out of debt does is it shows how much you're really, really worth. And if you live in a blue state, even if you're fully out of debt, you still can't make any real traction living in a blue state. What's your advice on getting wealthy? Because I don't see it in a blue state, because you need to have money to make money. And do you think it's too late?
Oh, well, that's, you know, do we have an hour? Because that's about what it would take for me to answer that question.
Well,
I'll just say this. Common sense says that you don't spend more than you take in. And unfortunately, That's not how the public is educated. They're enticed with all these glamorous ads. You know, you need this, you need that. And, oh, we're right here with our credit card and our 28% interest. This is how the American people are just being dumbed down, and they don't understand finance. I mean, if you look at what schools don't teach, one of the things they don't teach is money management. Arizona right. used to have a class. When I moved to Arizona in 19... excuse me. When I moved to Arizona in 1985, the seniors in high school in Arizona, I had to take a class on basically the Constitution and capitalism. And part of it was they had to construct a budget, and they had to have a favorable cash flow. And that was just one element of the class. That class went away sometime in the 90s. But it used to be a requirement for graduation. And they've moved away from it. You know, you look at the globalists and what they said. In fact, the past globalists, J.P. Morgan, people like that. But J.P. Morgan, I believe, said, we don't want people to be able to think. We want them to work. And that's the mentality of how our kids are educated. And we are woefully ignorant about money. But it extends to every other thing, too. One thing you said that's implicit in your question, I'll answer it this way. When we look at national wealth or regional wealth or even the wealth of a city or a county, you can't measure it on expenditures. The government and the media every day, spending is up. It's a wonderful thing. No. It's what you produce that matters. It's production over consumption every time. And our people don't understand that. And I'll tell you where it's going to show up. In World War II, we won a two-front war because we outproduced our enemies. We had everything here we needed to produce the weapons of war. We have outsourced everything. We can't sustain a war for any length of time. And that's because we've gotten away from the idea that production is better than expenditure.
Very true. Now let me add this, which is, in my city, I see people who are poor having all these beautiful cars and assets like that. And also, Massachusetts is a consumer state. All that the truck drivers have to do is cut off this state, and the blue states are completely done. What's going to happen when the repo men start going for the cars of people who live in my city and other poor cities? And let me add, will the government also tap into the resources of those who are out of debt to take money from guys like me to give it to those who have no debt, a la when Stalin took all the grain from Ukraine back in the old days and let the Ukrainians starve? Can you answer those questions when I get off air, please? Thank you very much.
Yeah, I would answer it this way. We won't get that far where the repo man will become a dominant figure. And the other side doesn't want that, because if that were to become widespread and last for any length of time, there would be resistance from the population, and they don't want that. So what they're going to do, there's a group within the WEF, the World Economic Forum, and Whitney Webb has been talking about this. I've been researching what she's saying, and she's right on the money. She mentions the FBI, the CIA, the banks, key globalist figures inside the WEF, and they are working constantly on simulated grid and also banking takedowns as a result of a grid takedown. And so when the system becomes unsustainable, and it is throughout the West now, the currencies are all fiat, not backed by anything, they have a lifespan. And they're going to take down the economy, and this is when they're going to replace it with things like CBDC, where you don't control your money, you have no anonymity online, the internet is going to end as we know it. You'll have to have a digital ID to get on. It'll be all part of this digital system. But to the point of your question about economics, you will have some kind of tokens given to you, and you'll be tokenized into the banks. And you'll deposit tokens. And this is already going on an experimental basis. J.P. Morgan, Citibank are two banks that are already experimenting with tokenization of banks. bank accounts. Here's the scary thing, and I don't mean this as a conspiracy theory. I am firmly convinced this is the way it's going to go. In the WEF, they are talking about tokenizing everything. They want to give values to lakes, to streams, to rocks, to hills, to valleys. And I believe they're going to extend that to humans. And I think it could be likely that the humans they allow to live will be bartered and traded in a slave market because they'll be tokenized. I think that's where this is ultimately headed. And I don't have a hard time believing that. Whitney Webb has alluded to this, and I don't have a hard time believing it because when you get into the book of Revelation, you know, there's no holds barred. You know, you shall not buy or sell. You won't eat. You know, you won't have a place to live. So I think we're seeing the manifestation of the fulfillment of prophecy from what Whitney is talking about and what I'm finding as well, too.
Thank you very much for answering my questions, Dave, and do have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. What's next on your list, Dave?
That's what I'm actually working on today. It's interesting. The question we just got is what I'm working on. But also, too, I'm taking a hard look at what's going to come first. Is it going to be the grid down that Whitney is talking about? Or is it going to be the warmongering going on where Poland admitted they put troops in Ukraine? We're moving mobile missile launchers that could be nuclear tipped, you know, to the edge of Ukraine. In other words, the West is doing everything they can do to antagonize Putin, and he's responding with repeated threats. I think he hasn't acted yet because he had to get through his election. And, of course, you know what a Russian election is like. It's like a Maricopa County election. So he's been reelected. I don't know what's going to come first. I have a feeling the grid down scenario with the banks, and it'll happen on a Friday. That's going to happen first. I believe that's probably where we're going.
Well, we hear high-level people. We have presidents, prime ministers, high-level people in various governments talking about World War III as casually as ordering pizza. I find that very scary, don't you, sir?
Yeah, the attitude, the cavalier attitude towards the welfare of people. George Carlin said it best, and I'll clean up the language. You don't blanking matter. There's a big club, you ain't in it, and they use that club to beat you over the head. And when he said that 12 years ago, he was exactly right. He had tremendous insight for the times that he was saying these things. And I'm quite surprised he was allowed to tour as long as he was, given what he was saying. But censorship was not in full force yet. By the way, Facebook, speaking of censorship, has now created a new censorship division, and the other social medias are following suit. They're gearing up towards the election. But honestly, I don't know if there's going to be an election, because I believe if they think they can't cheat enough, they'll just create a false flag event, declare martial law, and there'll be no election.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Cindy, you're patient listening to Dave's comments here. You must have some follow-up.
Yeah, I think it's difficult to try and peg what's going to happen first. I think there's a number of different scenarios lined up, and the execution of one, like a takedown of the banking system, does not preclude the letting go of another crisis like the power grid coming down in a section of the country. And if you listen carefully to Klaus Schwab, and I know Dave does because he pays a lot of attention to what's coming out of the WEF, the word that he's used over and over again is polycrisis. And I think that's the way we need to look at this. And the other thing I'll say, sort of piggybacking on what Dave has shared, is that if you look at the media here recently in the last couple of days, I'll wait for the other side of the break.
Hold on. We'll get back to this after the break. Hold on, man.
Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story. It's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge. And I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for a private consultation. Once again, our phone number, 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Company!
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. The worst crime in human history is being documented at my website at thelibertyman.com. That being the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clot shots, more than 200 articles and videos. Check it out. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Cindy Smith. We have Steve Bannoun. His website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Dave Hodges, his two websites. TheCommonSenseShow.com, TheCommonSenseShow.tv. And before the break, Cindy, you were giving us some comments. Please continue.
Absolutely. I just wanted to piggyback a little bit on Dave's analysis. It's interesting, in the last 48 hours or so, we've had coverage of the votes to ban TikTok in the United States if it doesn't divest from its Chinese ownership. And over on the other side of the pond, an Emirati-owned company attempted to acquire the Telegraph and the Spectator over in England, and now the UK has placed a ban on foreign entities owning their newspapers and magazines. And I think this is a backdoor censorship, and it's the kind of censorship that conservatives might be willing to stomach. And if you look at who's voting for the TikTok ban, you're going to find a number of Republicans in that group of people that voted for that. And then the other thing to have on our radar screen is Missouri versus Biden, which is a huge case on the First Amendment. That began in front of the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday. In the initial reporting I've seen, the justices initially are not coming out strongly against the censorship regime that's been placed by the Biden administration, working and colluding with big tech censorship. So we do have an effort from the appearing from the right, I guess, to create another censorship regime.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Does that conclude your comments there, Cindy?
Yes, it does.
Okay. We have our next caller here, panel. We've got Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Hello.
Go ahead, Sherry.
Yes. I was scanning through my satellite channels, and I caught something on Press TV. And it was a guy who apparently was involved in negotiations during the Kosovo thing going on when Clinton was president. And he was talking about this, I guess, with Sweden joining NATO. And he was saying like it wasn't something that the people really wanted, that it was a executive decision. And he said now there are like 40 U.S. bases in the Scandinavian countries. I do believe he said U.S. and not NATO. Steve, do you think this is correct? Could there be that many?
Well, I don't know about the numbers on that, but I will say this when it comes to Sweden. I think what Sweden, Norway, Finland, their fears are, they watched what's happened with Ukraine. Even though, like they said that, okay, Poland has announced they've got troops over there. Poland's had troops in Ukraine for almost 2 years now. They just don't announce these things. But at the same time, I think these countries, like you said, no doubt executive decision is being made. The people may not want it, but at the same time, they're using the fears of what's happening in Ukraine, where practically every fighting age male has died in that country. I know that's an exaggeration on my part, but you know the point is it's been a slaughter. And they're afraid that that's going to happen there as well. And so it's not a good situation.
In the American Free Press, says the Times reported the CIA constructed a network of 12 secret bases along the Russian border, and they're using those to, you know, help target these drones in, no doubt, that are going into Russia. So
there's no doubt. I mean, the CIA is very very much involved even long before these wars. On different levels like that. That's even in the fighting in Ukraine, a lot of things happen out of Romania, you know, to try to help counter what's going on. And it's normally, when you're dealing with CIA, there's a lot of contract fighting that goes on, a lot, whether it be missiles or whatever, so that we can do deniability. So, yeah, that's you know, yeah, very much so. And even these underground labs that were discovered inside of Ukraine, I knew about some of those even before they were, quote-unquote, discovered.
You know, and we have all these bases around the world, military bases, and I think one of the reasons that they don't... Can I hold on, John?
Hold on to the break. We have a bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check out the articles, check out the products. You'll be very glad you did at thelibertyman.com. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have with us Dave Hodges. His website, he has two websites, thecommonsenseshow.com, thecommonsenseshow.tv, Steve Bannoun, his website, israelinewslive.org, and my friend Cindy Smith. Sherry, you want to continue your comment, please?
Yes. I remember hearing a figure that there were like 800 military, U.S. military bases around the world, different countries. And that was a few years ago, and there's probably more now, but And the military isn't real fastidious about getting rid of their hazardous waste they create, mostly through probably oil and fuel products and stuff. So if they close one down, you know, they'll have to take care of that, no doubt. And I think that's maybe why they don't close them down and they just keep getting more. But we can't sustain this. It is not our job to police the world. You know, we got problems here at home. Anyway, that's my comment. Thank you, okay. Gentlemen and Cindy. Bye.
Dave, you got any response to Sherry's comments here?
Well, she's right about the proliferation of bases, but what's not being counted right now are these biolabs we keep uncovering, including ones in the United States, which was shocking. I guess I shouldn't be surprised, but if you'd have told me 10 years ago we'd find Chinese-controlled biolabs on American soil, I would have been a little bit surprised. I want to double down on something that Cindy talked about with regard to backdoor censorship with TikTok. That's exactly right. I couldn't agree more, because you got to remember, these are people who are passing this legislation, and many of them are owned by China. And so now they're legislating against China. No, this is about censorship, and I'm sure the Chinese are on board with it too. They're just fine with what's going on. So this is part of what I talked about earlier. Within a year, we get into 2025, the internet will not exist as we know it. And this is just part of the process.
When you say the internet as we know it will no longer exist, can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, for you to access internet, we know that in the WEF, they're using the FBI for pre-crime simulations. And so they'll decide who gets to go on the internet based on your past behavior. So you won't be hearing from any of us when this takes place. They also, too, will require a digital ID and complete compliance with what's going on. And the internet will basically be just a place of a marketplace for business to manage your funds, manage healthcare, and so forth. They're going to take the politics, the protesting totally out of the equation. And people like us will be discriminated against and won't be allowed to participate in that system. And if we do, it'll be on such a limited basis. It might be how we can maybe access some of our CBDC funds, but that'll be about the extent of it.
Amazing. Amazing. Steve, you got any follow-up to Dave's comments here?
I couldn't agree with him more, and as well as with Cindy there. It is a backdoor way of censorship, and that's normally the way they do things. They pick something, like in the case of a Chinese-owned company, to get the people on board to go along with it, but the people have no idea. They're setting themselves up for the fall already, and certainly, you know, like Dave said, the internet as you know it, the way that you're used to perceiving of being able to get information, is going to come to an end, and it's going to be like the social credit score. You know, and the pre-crime, things like that there, they already know what you are. I mean, on my Israeli News Live YouTube channel, they unsubscribe people at about a tune of 1,000 people a month on me every month. And it's only because people still subscribe that it kind of somewhat offsets it. But, you know, I know we're right around 400,000 subscribers. We probably should have topped 1 million long time ago. But, hey, I'm not the good boy, so I get smacked down.
Right, right. Well, panel, we got a couple of calls here. First, we got PK in Panama. Morning, PK.
Good morning, everybody.
Go ahead, PK.
Can you hear me?
We hear you fine. Go ahead.
John, thank you for all you do. Cindy, I really appreciate you, and I appreciate watching and listening as you are bringing your knowledge level up and bringing your input, which is incredible. And Dave, always have appreciated you. I'm not really excited about teaming up with Russia and Putin because I think they're all in it together, but I'm not going to dwell on that. Stephen Van Noon, you've been a tremendous blessing to me because I come out of really, really thick Christian Zionism. And really, I was imprinted very, very, very much so before I had even studied the word, and now I've learned a lot. 9/11 was a big wake-up call, but I believe my uncle might have known you, Stephen Van Noon. They called him Bub. He was NSA. I don't know if that would be available. Here's the reason why I called. do we all agree as believers here? I know we're all believers. Do we all agree that this, obviously, at the foundation is a massive spiritual war, right? Is everyone with me on that?
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my question is, when did we stop living as kingdom people on this planet, in your opinion? Because from my studies, the kingdom has been here at least since Christ was born. I mean, the three wise men were looking for the king of the Jews, right? They knew he was going to be born. So, you know, let's just say his kingdom was sent back with the Holy Ghost after he was resurrected. I'm not exactly positive, but I know that he said the kingdom is within us. The kingdom does not come by observation. The kingdom people are not a place, but a people that are in Christ. And the Old Testament believers that were looking forward to the Messiah, as well as then those who received the Messiah when he came, I believe, establishing his kingdom. Because in the Father's Prayer, our Father who art in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. So my whole point is, have we been thrown so far off the Overton window of the kingdom people? Have we been so far thrown off that we don't realize that the kingdom is here? It doesn't come by observation of fortresses and castles and overthrowing of man's kings and all these other things, but it comes in us. What can we do to bring back this this understanding so that people who believe they are kingdom people and believe they serve King Jesus can now produce kingdom results? Because I think we need it now more than ever. I look around at all the different hammers hanging over our heads from all different financial, military, you know, reset, the obsolescence of mankind in the future planned into the whole deal. What are you guys' opinion of? Is the kingdom here? Are we kingdom people right now? And what can we do about it? Thank you.
Okay. Well, let's have Cindy start.
I'll take the call off air because I really want to listen. Thank you.
Cindy, you want to begin a response, please?
Absolutely. This gives me an opportunity to share something. I read a small section every day from a book called The Didache, and it is the training of the Lord through the 12 apostles for Gentiles. And it was the training program that was created to make kingdom believers of the Gentiles. And it talks about the end times being a burning process, and that the believers are purified by the burning process itself, but a lot of the unbelievers then fall prey to the burning process. And that's the way I see the end times. Here it says, the ones having faith, the ones having remained firm in their faith will be saved by the accursed burning process itself. I think what we see is a lot of folks who profess to be Christians have fallen under the deceptions and are actually believing in the things of the world. And clearly, we are to be spiritual people and belong to God's kingdom. And I totally agree with PK that that kingdom is within, that believers are to believe in spirit and not follow the ways of the world and not trust in their own understanding exclusively. So that's the way I look at it.
Dave, you got some follow-up?
Yeah, I think something very similar to what Cindy just said. I think we need to, first of all, teach people how to label what's going on. And clearly, I think we're headed towards tribulation. I wish it weren't true. I wish we'd repent and God might forgive us like he did Nineveh in the Bible. But unfortunately, it doesn't appear that's going to happen. So my response is this. Either you're on Team Jesus, or at least by default, you're on Team Satan. And then we need to use biblical principles in which to analyze what we're being told, you know, the laws that are being forced upon us. And, the Bible's quite clear. You know, better to stand up to the tyranny now and suffer the consequences than to give in, take the mark of the beast, and so forth, because that's eternal damnation. And people need to evaluate You know, we look at the Constitution, that's even gone by the wayside as far as the judgmental process. But we need to reinvoke the Constitution, but more importantly, we need to reinvoke the teachings of Jesus and the Bible as a whole to evaluate what these people in the world are doing. And when they violate our precepts, you know, our philosophies, our belief systems, then we just say no. And right now, we're at a point in the world where the world could still resist. All tyrants need compliance in the early stages of a takeover because there's not enough of them to force everyone to capitulate. Once they depopulate the dissenters, then that becomes a different equation. And right now is the time when people need to rise up, and you're either on the side of Jesus or just go stand in line with a Satanist and accept your eternal fate.
Okay. Before I move on, Steve, you got any follow-up points?
It's interesting that he brought up this subject, because one of the things that I'm going to teach I do a Zoom on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. called StephenBenoon.com, and that's actually the subject I'm going into. I was actually studying that at 4 a.m. this morning. So, yeah, the kingdom within. And if people could truly master the kingdom within, then you would certainly, it could transform the world itself. But the question is will the people really wake up to that?
All right. Okay, panel, our next caller is JP in Chicago. Good morning, JP.
Hey, roundtable. Great topics today. I'd like to compliment that last caller. He's right. The children of Israel are the Israelites, which are the children of light. And, you know, when Israel was invaded, it was conquered multiple times, the Babylonians, the Assyrians first, and a lot of those northern tribes left to Europe. So there had been mass immigration into Europe from the Israelites for thousands of years. But Israel is a being. It's a state of being. So that caller was absolutely right. And I guess a quick plug, John, you asked me about X-49 it was a couple weeks ago, I think it was. But I tried X-49. I got it first time last week. I went on stage playing at Irish Fest. And, John, I outplayed everybody. All these young dancers were just, you know how kids are. They have energy.
Oh, yeah.
Kids are dancing all the time. And I played a boron. So it's a high cardiovascular beat rhythm over and over. I went to the very end. In fact, I outplayed all the other players. They all quit, and I was still up there on the end of the stage. So that's X-49 for you. And I doubled up on them. But it really, my cardiovascular system, my strength, my energy, it just picked up. And being on X-39 for the last few months, I lost 20 pounds. My body's literally gone through a metamorphosis. My drinking wine, like I said, I cut that down. I don't crave wine anymore. So that X-49 is a positive thing, and those are my results from it.
Okay.
Also, one thing about Ukraine, and I read this in an old FBI report years ago, they're number one in sex trafficking, body or organ harvesting, the bioweapons labs. They got rid of the church. They're pretty much an antichrist type of society. And Zelensky, believe it or not, is Russian speaking. It was his first language, and his father fought for Russia against the Nazis. Putin came out and said that. So Steve's been right on point. Steve and Dave, you guys have been right on point about Ukraine, and it's sad that most people don't wake up to that. But I guess the question is towards Steve. Did you read about the organ harvesting and the pedophilia, trading of little children and sex trafficking? I know they're number one in Europe for sex trafficking. Have you read those reports, Steve?
I haven't read the reports, but I knew from a good friend of mine that's in eastern Ukraine that, yes, that is very true. And that he had actually sent me some direct information about the organ harvesting that was going on, and he did tell me about the trafficking of sex crimes and things like that were happening there. It's really, really, really a bad situation and very sad, to say the least.
You know, I'd like to interject this too.
Please, jump right in, Dave.
As it is in Ukraine, so it is on our southern border. And I've been lucky enough since 2014 to have two good Border Patrol sources. And, of course, one of my broadcast partners, ex-DHS supervisor, spent time at the border, excuse me. But we have rampant sex trafficking. We are now number one in the world. We have organ harvesting as an offshoot of this. We have human bondage, actual slavery as a result of this. You don't need to go to Ukraine to talk about, gee, we like this and support people to do it. We are doing it. Our government is involved.
All right. All right. So this, if you've got any more comments, Dave, just get back after the break. All right. We'll be right back. Yes.
There, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Fix bayonets.
Leave Eden and Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back with the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Let's see. I believe, Dave, you were commenting before the break.
Yeah, let me put some substance to what I just said, because to the person who's hearing it for the first time, it probably sounded outrageous. There was a video, and I put it up on my website a couple, 3 months ago, and Ted Cruz and John Cornyn, the two senators from Texas with 200 senators, were on night patrol with the Border Patrol. And then Ted Cruz gave a summary of an encounter they had. They came across males with children that were clearly drugged, and these were the words of Cornyn and Cruz. And they told the Border Patrol, "Why aren't you doing anything? We are not allowed to." And really? The implication was Mayorkas on behalf of O'Biden. So this is standard operating practice. And I wasn't shocked when I saw the video, because I have two sources in the Border Patrol that when they were doing the patrol work themselves, they encountered the same kind of resistance. They find obvious crimes against children, and they're not allowed to do anything about it.
It's so sad. So sad. Well, I've read, Dave, that the level of suicide among Border Patrol agents is off the charts crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they don't just face danger in the field because they're outnumbered and they're outgunned and they're not protected and they're not cared for by their superiors who serve Mayorkas. But there's also the element, too, that they work too many long hours, they're too short-staffed, they're overstressed, and then they worry, it's something we're not talking about. We did in 2014 in the first invasion of immigration, large scale, but we're not talking about it now. They're worried about taking diseases home to their families. And there's a uniform shortage. They want to shower, leave their uniform at work, only wear it at work, not take it home. And they can't even get the supplies necessary to do this. And this is what I'm told by two agents who've been in the field. So there's a whole myriad of problems here that overwhelm these people. And they're really put in a state of perpetual hopelessness. And hopelessness is highly correlated to suicide.
I could see where it would be. Absolutely. Well, Dave, I know you need to go out of here. We'll give you a chance to make your final comments before we need to leave, sir.
I think the insight Steve and Cindy offered, and then some of the callers, is right on the money. And this shows me America's beginning to get it. But I want to emphasize this. Our window for resistance is a very short window. And the resistance needs to start now. Doesn't need to start with guns in the street. It needs to start with saying no and hell no. We're not going along with your agenda. We're not doing it. And right now we have the ability to collapse the tyranny because of our sheer numbers. But my fear is, if we have a nuclear war, if we begin a purge in this country under whatever pretense, then we will lose this opportunity. This is a very short window we have to resist.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Continue up the top of my book. I'll see you next week, Dave.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You can't!
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.